Okay, last one. This comes from David. According to Jesus' words in Matthew 6:19, we're to store up for ourselves treasure in heaven rather than on earth. What are some ways in which we can do this, and what are some ways that we can avoid storing up treasure on earth? Let's read that. Matthew 6:19. Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but... So 19 is what not to do. Verse 20 is what to do. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So verse 21 is an overriding principle that is applicable to both of the first two verses. You know what we find Jesus doing? He's basically laying down two ways to live concerning your money, right? One, hoarding it here. Two, laying up treasure there. He's basically spelling out two ways to live. And if you've got your Bibles open there and you just glance down at verse 24, you're going to find out there's no middle ground. Somebody might come along and say, well, I want to do both. I want to kind of have a little bit of treasure here, and I want to have a little bit up there. But what does verse 24 say? Any of you still have your Bibles open there? You can't serve two masters. What are the two masters? God and money. You can't serve them both. Look, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. And men are going to be dedicated to one or the other. And obviously Jesus isn't saying, and he's not undoing that the commandment we already looked at, that if you don't provide for your own household, you're worse than an unbeliever, you're worse than an infidel. Obviously, if we're going to live in this world, we need to work with our hands. We need to have wherewithal to be able to support our family. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with buying food and putting it on the table and feeding the family. Storing up treasure in heaven. You know what? Who is this? David. David says, what are some of the ways in which we can do this? I think he's probably looking for some examples. But you know one of the ways we do this? Is by living by faith. Do you know what the problem is, even with a lot of Christians today? The reason they don't store up more in heaven is because they lack faith. And I'm not saying their belief system about systematic theology and whether they believe, you know, about the atonement of Christ or not, or whether they believe properly about the soteriology and how a person's saved, or eschatology and they've wrestled with what is it, premillennial or amillennial or post. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is, you know what there's a lack of today? There is just a lack of intellectual persuasion that God provides all our needs. There is a lack of persuasion of the power of God. There's a lack of persuasion that God is Jehovah Jireh, and that God says He'll provide all of our needs. You know what the problem is? Let's give some of the ways that we don't. Now look, obviously, a person who is serving money is not saved. You can't serve both. But we know this, especially here in America, especially with all of our wealth, especially with all the stuff, with our riches in this country, the danger is this, that there are true Christians that are failing in this area. They are not living up to this as well as they could. Obviously, some people respond to this commandment more than others do. You have the commandment over in what is Luke 12, where it says, sell your possessions. Give alms, give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Well, obviously some people sell more. Some people give more. Some people How do you lay up treasure in heaven? It says right there, give to the poor and you'll have treasure in heaven. How do you lay up treasure there? Give to the poor. What is it Jesus Christ said in Matthew 25? Jesus Christ said, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came. Hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty. I mean, we could go there to Matthew 25. We go to Matthew 28. Go into all the world. We're to preach. We're to proclaim the gospel. We're to go into all the world. We're to make disciples. We're to baptize. Are we not? You have the missionary call. You support those who go. You support those who spread the gospel. And what other ways? What is it? Luke 14. We're told when you have a meal, don't invite the rich neighbors and in the family members. You invite the people that are sick, that are poor, that are blind, that are halt, that are maimed, and you bring them in. And what's happening? You'll have a reward on the day of the resurrection of the just. There's going to be reward for you. What does James say? And what is it? James 1:27 or so? What is true and undefiled religion before God? That we do what? Who do we visit? In their what? In their affliction. I mean, in other words, we're seeking to do by our life to relieve their affliction. Basically, you want to know how you store up treasure in heaven? Missionary cause? Those that sit in darkness? Go? Some go, some send. The ones that send, they support the ones that go. How else? Those that are imprisoned. Widows and orphans. Those who are sick. Those who are hungry. Those who are thirsty. Those who are naked, those who are homeless. Basically, these are the ways to invest your money where you store up treasure in heaven. God's servants, those that preach the gospel. What is that? 1 Corinthians 9. Don't muzzle the ox. These are the ways to store up treasure in heaven. These are the ways that we're told. But folks, one of the reasons... Let's just talk for a second about ways that Christians hoard money here. What are stores of treasure? Stores of treasure are anywhere we've got valuable things collected together in this world. Right? Don't store up your treasure here. Any place where you're stockpiling riches in this life, you've got storehouses of treasure here. Too much insurance? You're stockpiling money over there. Rather than trusting the Lord to provide as those... needs are necessary. Savings accounts, retirement, checking accounts. You just storing money. Listen, does the scripture not say to concern yourself over what? How did Jesus teach us to pray? Give us today enough daily bread to last for the next 10 years. You see, there's a principle there, folks. We may say, well, let's get real. Hey, that's real. Right there. Jesus Christ says, you know what you ought to be concerned for? Your present daily needs. Your present needs. And you know what Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 4? My God shall supply all your needs. Through Jesus Christ. Jehovah Jireh. God is our provider. Let me tell you something. I don't have any stockpiles. I give it all away all the time. I pay for the expenses of my family. I don't have insurance other than what's required by law for my vehicle and so forth. But I don't have retirement. I don't have savings that are stockpiled. Let me tell you, folks, I want to store up treasure in heaven. And I'll tell you what, if you really believe that there is treasure to be had in heaven, you know what you have here? You have moth, you have rust, you have thief, economic downturns. There, you have whatever it is you get. I guarantee it is worth having, because Jesus Himself called it treasure. And if ever there was one who truly evaluated and truly estimated things in this world, it is Christ. He said it's treasure. He said it's reward. It is worth having. You know what retirement's all about? It's a security blanket. Stockpiles of money are ways to not trust the Lord. It's ways to say, I see, I'm living by sight, not by faith. I am not going to trust a God who has said He's going to provide all my need. I am not going to store up treasure in heaven as much as I could because I don't have confidence in that God. Yes, Scripture says He's going to provide all my need, but I don't believe it. And so I'm going to store it up, and I'm going to have lots of insurance, and I'm going to have lots of retirement, and I'm going to have my IRA, and I'm going to have my 401k, and I'm going to have that security blanket, and I'm going to have that security fund, because I listen to Dave Ramsey, and he knows the right way. I'll tell you this, Jesus Christ ought to be your financial advisor. And you know what His advice is? Sell your possessions. Give to the. When's the last time anybody here did that? When's the last time you sold a possession to give to the poor? You say, I can't remember. You're being disobedient. Americans? Who do you think he was talking to when he said that? He wouldn't talk. Yes, he's talking to Americans, and as much as it's the Word of God, but who is he speaking to that was standing right before him? He was speaking to people that basically were trying to figure out how to eat from day to day. He was speaking to people that did not live in houses like we live in, drive cars like we drive, have all the TVs and the computers and the stereos and all the stuff. Listen, if you could see what selling one of your possessions and giving to an orphan amounted to in eternal reward, you folks would run out of here with passion. And go sell those things. No matter how dear you might think they are to you, if you saw the eternal worth there was and the eternal reward, you say, what is it? I don't know. But Jesus Christ said it was valuable. And I'll tell you this, like I said before, He is the one you want to look to when it comes to evaluating things for what they're truly worth. And when He says we ought to store it up there and to have treasure there, you better believe it's because it's worthwhile to do it. If He's telling us to go sell our stuff to have treasure there, then you ought to go do it. And I ought to go do it. And we got to get out of this stockpiling mindset where we're trying to store up. You know, you guys know what it says. He that dies with the most toys wins. That is not a proverb from the Bible. That is the mindset that is conformed to this world. And we are so much products of our day and age and society. I guarantee you, the glories of heaven, the delights of Christ, what is to be had, it's worth it. We need faith. We don't need it spelled out so clearly how, you know, supporting that missionary or that missionary. What we really need is faith. We need God to give us a faith that says, you know what? I trust the Word that says He's going to provide my need. I trust that I need to be able to trust Him for my daily bread. Seriously, where I rise up in the morning and I can trust Him to give me what I need today and not to live like most Americans where we have to have everything so perfectly in place that if something were to happen in an accident to the car or something were to happen to the house with the homeowner's insurance, I got it covered! It's all there. It's all in place. That's how Americans love to live. Got everything covered. Nothing going to take me by surprise. Oh yeah? Death is coming. That takes them by surprise. And you know what? No matter what security blankets you've got in this world, you can't protect yourself against death. So why not prepare for it? And the way you do it is by storing up treasure in heaven. Two ways of life. Basically, two mindsets of life. You young people, you ready to go to college? You ready to give your life to something? Why? So you can get married and have the nicest house you can, so that you can have that pool you always desired, you can have that boat, you can have that in-ground pool. You know what? Go out and make a lot of money. But do it like Ephesians 4 says. You can work with your hands so that you've got something to give. That's why you ought to go out and work hard. That's why you ought to go out and make as much as you can so that you can give to widows and orphans. You can give to those that sit in darkness. You can support a lot of missionaries. That's a worthy cause. You'll not regret it, folks. You'll be repaid at the resurrection of the just. May God give you the earnestness to so live in light of that day, the resurrection of the just. I can still remember it. My stepdad died, and I stood there looking out over that garage from the second story, and all of his possessions that nobody else wanted, and there wasn't that much that was all that valuable, they were all in that garage. And as I looked around, I remembered at certain times in my life when I was a kid, when certain things were bought and all the fuss that was made and the going to the furniture store, Ethan Allen, and meticulously looking and picking out which furniture, and there it all was down there. It was old. It was all going to a garage sale. His whole life. That's it. What a waste. May God help us to die like John Wesley. What was it he had? Silver spoon, few books, and a few coins. That's the way to die.
For more media content from I'll Be Honest, visit us online at IllBeHonest.com.